This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thinking on the scripture that says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And our paths are being directed here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, under the direction of our great pastor, teaching us the ways of righteousness, the ways of holiness. This is what God requires. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor, teaching us the ways of God through instructions, our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, for our elders, missionary, evangelists, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're grateful for leadership that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, our great Bishop Barfield, Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they've taken. They took a stand for God's people. That's why we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And that's my thought today, standing for God's people. And who else can stand for God's people but that great Prince Michael? That's what we're going to talk about. Before we get into that, in order to stand, you must obey the word. Choir, thank God. Obey the word. That's what we're taught here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We understand that obeying God's word means keeping God's commandments, which is law. And we also understand most of these pastors, evangelists, apostles, and prophets, they teach the people, you know, the law was done away with. That's not true. The law was fulfilled, and the law that was fulfilled was the circumcision, law of circumcision and law of sacrifice. Yes. And yet we have to fulfill that law also. When we keep God's word, we are circumcised in heart. Yes. Our announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We have a poem from our sister Tatum. It's not going to be a long, drawn-out moment before we get into the word. But we want you to enjoy this poem by our sister Tatum, accompanied by our elder Miles.
Sabbath without hindrance. Lord, lift my mind from this trial and test so I continue in your holy rest. The day that you have sanctified and for your people have set aside. A day of refreshing, a day of rest, a day above days, the very best. I want to keep and hold it dear, laying things aside, staying in your fear. Remembering always it's a high day, rejoicing in peace and joy, come what may. Singing and shouting sings songs of victory, testifying of God's goodness and what he's done for me. Cries of overcoming many trials and tests, praising God in the beauty of sweet holiness. Having a marvelous, glorious time in the Lord, because it is the Sabbath and it is the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our sister Tatum. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Beautiful.
I believe the scripture.
Yes, Lord.
I believe all the scriptures of truth. God has blessed us to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Now we're going to go to Daniel 12 and 1. This is about standing for God's people. And that means lifting up a standard, taking a stand. And as I've said many times, and I've been taught this, we're not here to bash anybody. We're here to bring you nothing but the truth.
Yes.
We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. False doctrine, that's what we're against. False teaching.
Yes.
Daniel 12 and 1, Deacon Franny.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people.
Now, in case anybody want to know who Michael is, Michael is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to believe that.
All right.
And we're going to touch on that in this thought. But if you have the Lord on the inside in your life, you should be able to stand just like Michael did. At that time, and that time means whatever time and season God is moving in the earth.
Right.
He told Peter, when Peter asked the Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom? He said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons.
That's
which
right.
Means there's different times and seasons when God will come and establish his people.
Right.
In order to do that, he has to establish his word. In order to do that, he has to bring knowledge to the people. Because for a long time, God's people are without knowledge.
Right.
But he come to save that which was lost in knowledge of who God is and who the Son is. At that time shall Michael stand up, what?
The great prince which standeth for the children of thy people.
He's a prince, and we understand that Jesus is the Prince of Life.
Yes.
Only one prince we know about that is forever, and that's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But he's called Michael.
Beautiful.
And the Lord is known by many names.
Yes.
For the children of thy people, what?
And there shall be a time of trouble,
mm-hmm.
such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time.
When God comes into your life, when the Lord came, it was likened to a time which had never been before in Jerusalem. When God came into Moses' life and everyone that was born again, it was likened to a time that had never been before. Because all of a sudden, even your own people turn against you.
Yes.
And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book.
God got a book.
Beautiful.
And that book is called the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Word. And if you don't have a mind to obey, you're not there.
Right.
But when you are submissive to the Word, you're in there.
Yes.
Your life is in there. Your strive is in there. If you're not submissive, you don't agree, you're not there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
So when you got the same mind, as the scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, you're in the Word. You're in God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Let's go to Nehemiah 2
right.
and 7.
Yes.
Somebody's got to take a stand for God's people. And most of these preachers today, they're all alike. They all stand for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They all believe in, well, everybody got a different road. That's not what the true stand will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a highway there, one road.
Yes.
It's called a highway.
Yes.
It's called holiness.
Yes.
Nehemiah 2 and 7 says what?
Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let the letters be given me. Let letters be given me to the governor beyond the river.
Wait a minute, he's trying to get permission from the king, Nehemiah.
Yes.
Nehemiah is serving God, but he's going through the channels knowing that God is working through him, working for him.
Yes.
Let letters be given
to the governors, me to the governors.
To the governors beyond the river, what?
That they may convey me over till I come into Judah.
Because Nehemiah had a mind to go back home to Jerusalem and build. That's what's going on with the church world today, is laying waste because they don't know God.
Right.
They don't know who Jesus is.
Yes,
and it need be built over again. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it.
Yes.
And most of the church world today, they've been born again, but of corruptible seed, not of the pure word of God.
Right.
Read.
Yes. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest.
What?
That he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertain to the house.
What?
And for the wall of the city.
What?
And for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me.
Other words, Nehemiah was granted according as the Spirit was moving him.
Mm-hmm.
God was making the king subject.
Isn't that beautiful?
And working with Nehemiah.
Yes, Pastor.
God said, I'll give you a favor with him and man.
Beautiful. Yes.
Because Nehemiah had a mind to raise the standard and to build Jerusalem up.
Yes.
Lift up a standard. Stand for God's people. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
10th verse, what does it say?
Yes. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Amorite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly
so
that there was come.
So when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the servant, and the Ammonite, heard of it, what?
It grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man. To seek the welfare of the children.
Not many
of
men
Israel.
That seek the welfare of the people of God. All they want to do is line their pockets with money and power. And they're not seeking the welfare of the people, which is your soul. Isn't that beautiful?
That's right. Yes.
12th verse.
And I arose in the night, and I and some few men with me.
Only had a few men. You don't need many when God is working. But he arose, few men.
Yes, with me.
With him. What?
Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart.
God don't have his anointed telling everything that they're doing because of the time and season for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
But he was being moved by the Spirit of God. What?
Had put into my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me.
What?
Save the beast that I rode upon.
So Nehemiah was saying, I ain't got no spirit.
Beautiful, Pastor.
The only beast spirit, the only beast he had was the one he was riding on. He didn't have a spirit of trying to cause problems.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
No spirit was with him. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
16th verse, what does it say?
Yes, Pastor. And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did. Neither had I.
Well, that's what's going on with God's anointing. The common people and the preacher don't know what and how God's anointing is moving. Because they move by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Not by the will of the people.
Yes.
Not according to tradition. What?
Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews.
What?
Nor to the priests.
What?
Nor to the nobles.
So nobody knew. He didn't tell his people. Mm-hmm. But God was working all the time with Nehemiah.
Yes.
Trying to bring about reform. Mm-hmm. Taking a stand for God.
Yes.
Stand for the people. What?
Nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work.
What?
Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in.
What?
How Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned.
It's a sad thing. We talk about it all the time here at 425, how the church world is just laid waste. Flooded with traditions. Say they live for God and everything out of their mouth is cool, just like the world.
That's right.
The world and of it. But when God called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, you're not of the world. You're in it, but we're not of it.
All right, Pastor. Yes.
And God changes your speech, changes the way you think. What?
At the gates thereof are burned with fire.
What?
Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach.
What?
Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me.
He was testifying. Let him know God is moving in my life. God is upon me to do this and to do that. What?
Yes. As also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build.
What?
So they strengthened their hands for this good work.
God always got help.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes.
When you got a mind to obey God, always got someone willing to work with you.
Yes, Pastor.
For the stand that you take. Daniel 12 and 1. Let's read that again.
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
And Nehemiah said, there was no beast with me. Save the one I rode upon.
Beautiful. Yes,
the stand that he had, that was Michael standing up in him. Because Michael is a spirit.
Yes.
It's the Spirit of the Lord. Read it again.
And at that time shall Michael stand up.
What?
The great prince which standeth for the children.
So it don't matter what time and season God is moving. When he moves in our life to take a stand, that's Michael.
Yes, Pastor.
That's the Lord.
Yes.
What?
And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time.
What?
And at that time thy people shall be delivered.
What?
Every one that shall be found written in the book.
Now let's read Isaiah 45 and 5.
Yes, Pastor.
I know that so many don't have this revelation, but I'm going to touch on it anyway. You can believe Ripley's, you can believe the word. Isn't that believe it? Isn't that beautiful?
Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
Isaiah 45 and 5 says what?
I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me.
So there is no God. Say, well, that ain't no God, Pastor. He's talking about an angel. Well, it's going to go on further that you know ain't nobody next to him. I am the Lord, and there is no, what do you say? And there is none, no God besides me.
I girded thee, though thou hast not known me.
Now, he's carried the church world even though they haven't known him. But I'm talking about those that keep God's commandments.
Yes, Pastor.
What?
That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the
so
Lord.
So there is none besides, there is no other right. angel besides the Lord.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Beautiful. Gabriel is not there. Michael is not there. It's the Lord. There's not 12 legions and beasts and people bowing down. No, it's not. It's none beside me. So there's none else. Yes. So that means it's God.
Yes.
God can be one or a thousand.
Yes. Thank God.
And when he is transformed into these different entities, beautiful. It's the angel of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful.
That's what it is.
Beautiful.
Now let's read. Beautiful. 9 and 6.
Yes,
Isaiah.
Isaiah, yes.
9 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't call me and say, Pastor, boy, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, don't do that.
I may not, but I know what the word is saying.
Yes, Pastor.
There's a whole lot of read, but the word don't know what it's saying. I may not know what it's saying, but I'm going to quote the scripture.
Oh, yes.
Isaiah 9 and 6, what does it say?
For unto us a child is born.
What?
Unto us a son is given.
What?
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
What?
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
Now, it's telling you his name is going to be called Wonderful.
Counselor.
Counselor.
The Mighty God.
Mighty God.
The Everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father.
The Prince of
He's
peace.
The Prince. So, who else is the great
Go
prince
ahead,
but the Lord?
Go ahead.
Yes, He's the good. Prince of peace. That great prince is called Michael.
Mm-hmm.
He's called by many names. That's the point of this scripture. Because
yes.
he's called Wonderful Counselor. He's called many names. But when he was on Mount Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John saw Moses, Elijah, and the Lord. He said, let us build 3 tabernacles. He said, the voice said, this is my beloved son.
Right.
That is your, all 3 is one. When we get to heaven without this flesh, it's going to be a place where you will not be coming back here acting like a flying angel.
All right, Pastor. Go ahead.
No.
Go
if ahead. You, if there's angel today, it's the Lord.
All right.
Just like it was back then when the 3 men came to Abraham, that was God. It was the Lord.
Yes.
In 3 bodies.
God.
One was Gabriel. The other 2 went down to destruction. That was Michael because Michael is the fighter.
Go ahead.
He brings action.
Yes.
Gabriel brings messages.
Yes.
It's all the Lord.
All the Lord.
Yes, now the scripture says, don't cast your pearl to swine.
Right.
I trust nobody listening to me got a snoot like a swine.
Go ahead,
but I'm bringing you what the word is saying.
Go ahead. That's right, Pastor.
And I hope anyone that's listening to me is not like dumb dogs loving the slumber, cannot bark. I hope that's not the case. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 58 and 1.
All right. Beautiful.
Michael stands up for God's people. He lifts up a standard. And Michael is nothing but the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Isaiah 58 and 1. What does it say?
Cry aloud.
Cry aloud.
Spare not.
Spare not.
Lift up thy voice
Lift
like a trumpet.
Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. What?
And show my people their transgression.
What?
And the house of Jacob their sins.
That's Michael.
All right.
Michael, cry aloud and spares not. He stands for the people. Stands for God. What?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That they seek me daily. And delight to know my ways.
That's the church world. They love to know his ways. What?
As a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God.
What?
They ask of me the ordinance of justice.
What?
They take delight in approaching
They delight to God. Coming to church. Oh, Pastor, tell me this name. When you tell them, I'll pray about it.
Right, Pastor.
As if God going to give you a revelation. God works through his seers. Through his anointed to give you knowledge. That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
62 and 10. Let's see what it says.
Yes, Pastor.
Michael is one standing for the people.
Yes.
What does it say?
Go through.
Go through.
Go through the gates.
You got to go through God's anointed. The gates lead you to God. Go through the gates. What?
Yes. Prepare ye the way of the people.
Because the way of the people's got to be prepared by the one taking a stand for God.
Yes.
What?
Cast up. Cast up the highway.
I'm trying to cast up the old highways.
Yes.
Ones are walking down because there's only one highway. It's called a highway of holiness.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Many church churchgoers got many different roles trying to get to God. Presbyterian, Baptist, those are fake roles. They don't exist.
Yes, sir.
But holiness is the way to God.
What? Go ahead. Yep, Pastor.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. Gather out the stone.
Gather out the stone, the lies right. that devil have told.
All right.
What?
Lift up a standard.
Lift up a standard.
For the people.
Be like Michael. Yes. Let Michael stand up in your life.
Isn't that beautiful?
63:7. Let's
All
read
right,
that.
Pastor.
Thank God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord.
What?
And the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us.
What?
And the great goodness toward the house of Israel.
What?
Which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies.
What?
And according to the multitude of his loving kindness.
What?
For he said, surely they are my people.
Surely they're my people. What?
Children that will not lie.
What?
So he was their savior. Yes, Pastor. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them.
It was Michael.
All right.
Because Michael was the angel and is the angel of God's presence.
Yes. Yes.
He is the one that strengthens God's anointed, God's people. It's Michael.
Yes.
Is that beautiful? What?
In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old.
But what? But they rebelled.
But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit.
What?
Therefore he was turned to be their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And he fought against them.
What?
Then he remembered
The days of old.
Moses and his people.
Wait a minute.
Saying,
yes, when you begin to keep God's commandments, God remembers Moses today.
Yes.
Go back to the old landmark. Right. Pick up the commandments. Preach that as the word, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
God remembered Moses.
Right.
What?
Where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock?
What?
Where is he that put his Holy Spirit?
It's a Holy
him?
Spirit you get.
All right.
Within you. It's not a Baptist spirit. It's a Holy Spirit.
Right.
Well, see, I got the Holy Ghost, but you're not holy.
Right.
Daddy, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost don't dwell in no unclean temple.
Yes.
Read.
That's right. That led them by the right hand of Moses.
What?
With the glorious arm.
With his glorious arm. What?
Dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting
name. Isn't that beautiful? That's
yes.
Michael. What did 15 verse say?
Yes, Pastor.
Look.
Look down from heaven. And behold, from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory.
What?
Where is thy zeal?
Where is the zeal of thy strength?
Mm-hmm.
If you find one with a zeal, there's Michael.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What?
The sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me.
Are they
restrained?
What?
Doubtless, thou art our father.
God is our father.
Right.
What?
Though Abraham... Being ignorant of
Abraham might be ignorant of 425 Laconia Boulevard, but truly we're his seed. What?
Yes. And Israel acknowledge us not.
Israel may not acknowledge us, natural Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But those that are in the spirit recognize we are Israelites.
Yes.
We are Jews in heart. What?
Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting.
And that beautiful 18 verse says what?
The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while.
Because there's times and seasons that God brings the knowledge of who he is,
yes,
his word to the people. What?
Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary.
What?
Where are thine?
We are thine.
We are thine. Excuse me. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name.
Second Chronicles.
Yes, Pastor.
7:14. Let's read that right quick.
Pastor.
Time is moving on.
Yes.
This is Michael striving to pick a stand for the people.
Yes.
Said, no, this is Pastor Boyd. You say what you like, it's yet Michael.
Yes, Pastor.
Michael is the one, it's the Spirit of God that inspires.
Yes,
7:14 says what?
If my people, which are called by my name,
what?
Shall humble themselves.
Humble themselves.
And pray.
You can
what?
Visit
and
us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can... Subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.